This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
I'm Megan Lynch. Thank you for tuning in this morning to Total Information AM here on KMOX. This might be a New Year's resolution for you to do a social media detox. Well, we found the perfect person to come in and help us with this. Julie Smith, she's a media expert, Webster University instructor. She's also a public speaker and author. Julie, thank you for helping us with this.
Oh, you bet.
Why do we need a social media detox?
Well, we might not. But if you're wondering if you might, do you experience a lot of feelings of envy? Do you have trouble sleeping? Are you always checking it? Do you find yourself doom scrolling? Does it affect your mood? Is it causing you trouble at work or school? Or are you neglecting your body? Are you getting enough rest? Like, if you feel any of these, it might be time to consider a detox.
I know a lot of people, for example, like before they go to bed, they'll get on like Instagram, you know, reels.
It's a time. Oh my gosh. And it takes up so much time. Yeah. It takes up so much time.
But it feels like at the time it might feel therapeutic because you're laughing at things or, you know, but what does it really do to us?
Yeah. Well, there's all those studies about the blue light, right? Mm-hmm. That keeps us from sleeping. And that's tough, especially if it's a habit. You know, my habit is that I play hearts online. I have a little hearts app. I play cards before I go to bed. And so it's habit breaking for in my case, which I think would be really difficult for people. But one of the things they suggest before you start a detox is to ask yourself, why? Why do I use this? Why do I feel like I need to stop? And so some things that they suggest are to turn off notifications. Like that do not disturb button is lovely, right? Delete apps. Don't just take them off your phone, but actually delete them. Change your home screen. And this, I think this is a really interesting piece of advice. It says, go grayscale. Like you can make your phone black and white. And what they say is that, you know, it's so colorful and pretty and the icons are all so nice that makes it really appealing for us to check our phones more, whereas if it was just black and white and gray, we probably wouldn't check it as often. Another thing they suggest is to do it with a buddy so that you're accountable to someone. Tell people that you're doing it and be aware of your triggers, like when you stand in line or when you're at a red light or when you're going to the bathroom. You know, like when are the triggers that really typically lead you to grab your phone and scroll on social media?
Is it hard to go cold turkey?
I did cold turkey with Facebook in 2018, and it was lovely. It wasn't hard at all. But of course, I'm on Instagram, which I know makes no sense.
Should you announce it on social media that you're taking a break from social media?
I did, and I know that's so funny, but I wrote a blog post why I'm quitting Facebook tomorrow. And I posted it on December 30th, which I know is ironic, but I guess a part of me also wanted not like anybody cares, but I guess I just felt better in case someone was trying to reach me and I wanted them to know why I never replied.
Now, what happens if you mentioned deleting? What happens if you take a break and like someone pirates your account? They take over your account.
Oh, that's a risk.
So you have to monitor it. That's
a risk. Well, even if you monitor it, people can still hack your account.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
But what they're saying, some of the effects of this, if you actually do a detox, that it reduces your stress. It improves your self-esteem because you're not looking at everyone having a much better life than you, even though they're not. Right?
They're not. They just post
the
good things.
It's just like those Christmas letters everybody sends out, right? They also say that it can enhance your focus and make you more emotionally resilient. So I certainly experienced that by taking Facebook out of my life. But they also suggest a phone-free bedroom, and I have yet to do that because I have to play hearts at night.
Well, that's right? My alarm is on my phone.
I know. And I've had people say, well, you can go to Walgreens and buy an alarm clock. They also suggest for the first hour when you wake up in the morning to not touch your phone.
And that's hard.
That's really hard because you want to know what the weather is, right? I mean, or just at the very basic.
I just check to see if I've gotten a message too. I do put my phone on the sleep mode or whatever.
It also said to replace with a hobby. And it reminds me of something that I ask my students because I say, is your phone a tool or is it a hobby? And I think for many people, the phone is the hobby. But if you do a detox and you decide to go back, what they recommend is to really curate your feed. If there are accounts that make you feel anxious or less than, don't follow them anymore. Mute them.
Well, and there are ways like with people that you are quote unquote friends with. That you can just kind of turn them off.
You can mute them, yes.
Without them knowing that you're not paying attention to their feed anymore.
I know. I remember on Facebook when I would mute accounts, I always kind of secretly wish that the mute button worked in real life too.
Well, and I think what's really hard though, and it can't just be me just because I'm a reporter. I like to see what's going on in people's lives. Like, I guess that's kind of creepy, really.
No, but. Like the first thing I ask my husband when he's on his iPad in the morning is, what's going on in the world I need to know about? You know, we don't get the paper newspaper delivered anymore. And so that is our source of information. So I think for a lot of people who are really into current events, a social media detox would be hard. So I would, first of all, remember social media platforms aren't the best place for official news. And you can still check news websites even if you're not on social media.
Yes, ma'am. I like that.
Yeah, KMOX.com.
Yeah. All right. Good luck, folks, with your social media detox and Happy New Year, Julie Smith.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.